from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Danny, I want you to think. Owen, I want you to think. Mitch, I want you to think of something. Danny's in for Anthony today through the rest of the week. I want you to think of something. I want you to think about it right now as fast as you can. Something I can do that if I'm proven wrong, it's embarrassing. I can do. You remember when Paul Hoynes went into the Lake Erie?
Yeah. Oh, okay, something like that.
Something like that. I want you guys to think of something like that.
Well, you
right
always
now.
Tell people to kiss your bare ass on Euclid, so kiss a bare ass on Euclid.
I like that.
You want me to kiss? I'm not going to kiss someone's bare ass on for film.
Bring your bare asses down.
One day it's going to happen. I'm going to kiss someone's bare ass. That
right
will
Euclid.
Happen. I hate to tell you, but it's true. I should probably get it done sooner than later so my kids aren't old enough to, you know, see me kiss a bare ass like Ricky and Trailer Park Boys. However, you got to think of something, because what I'm about to say, I hope and I pray I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. This division is not going to be won by the Guardians. I worry about their future. I worry about them winning, getting into the wild card. And the reason I say that is not because it's lackadaisical. It's not because it's lack of effort. I think it's because they are absolutely pressing. And the reason that they are losing these games is that they are pressing so much. Stephen Kwan, I don't know what we got to do for Stephen Kwan. It has fallen off a cliff over the last few weeks. Mike Axisi at the All-Star break said he was going to be finishing the season at 400. I think he's at 303, which is still good. I got Naylor swinging out of his shoes right now. Jose's doing everything he can to keep them together. And then when the manager, why do you try to put Eli Morgan out there for a third inning in game one yesterday? Tyler Freeman misplayed and lost it in the sun. A fly ball, I get it.
He had it. Like, that was, it was in his glove.
God.
I can't buy the sun thing. Eli Morgan should not have been out there first. The fact that they got two innings out of Eli Morgan, this is great.
And
why
that tells
push your
me
luck?
That they're pressing.
Why push your luck?
He knows more than we do. He knows that they might have some problems there. They are pressing. He is pressing as a rookie manager, and the wheels are getting shakier and shakier. You got to hold on loosely.
Shave off an eyebrow.
I can't affect my personal appearance.
Oh, that's right.
They'll get
more
mad
than
at me.
You already have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can drink and smoke cigars and eat and all the other things, but if I shave off one of my eyebrows or my head or anything like that, I don't think the bosses here would really care, but the bosses at the other place have a problem with it.
I forgot about the other place.
There you go.
My bad.
All right, what's the other thing I can do? I hope I'm wrong. 216-474-0092. Am I wrong or am I right? Because if Lima was here,
I've got the perfect one.
Who knows? Lima was downright mean-spirited to the people who were questioning them last week.
One.
What do you got?
If they end up pulling this off, whenever the season ends, you've got to stand outside the gate over there on East 9th where the players are at the end of the year with all the rest of the guys searching for autographs. You got to just stand over there.
I got to be an autograph shark?
Yep.
I love that. I love
but
that.
But then just look at me as competition.
You can go eat your pie. Well, the players are going to know. Believe me, I'll make sure they know.
I did think of one thing. Curtis Danberg comes in here, right?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
What about a pie in the face? He gets to pie me.
What would it be? Would it be blueberry pie or humble pie?
Or are we just talking like humble whipped pie. Cream pie?
Well, no, you got to leave something. You got to have something that.
Well,
leaves
I was
a
hoping
mark.
So, but just
something
checking.
That something that I hopefully it's not piping hot. I mean, you got whatever pie.
Well,
you
no,
get,
it has to be safe.
Whatever pie you get, you got to put all the whipped cream on it. I just said this off the top. My boss is off today. So probably I'm being pretty irresponsible about it, but I'm willing to do what you guys tell me.
It's okay. That's what we're here to do.
I didn't know if there was a difference between pretty and very, but here we are. I mean, seriously, you tell me what to do, because I think it's panic time for a lot of Guardians fans out there. I mean, I thought over the weekend, I go, guys, you guys are freaking out. There's no reason to freak out. And I mean, it literally took one day, because I did not know this stat. I was blown away by it. I'm watching yesterday, and they lose game one, and I'm going, okay, this isn't good. You got to get them in game two. And then I click in, and it was right before the Salvador Perez home run, and then it was right after the Grand Slam. It was the Grand Slam by Salvador
that's
Perez.
Difference. That's worth four runs.
Salvador Perez hits a Grand Slam, and I'm going, man, I don't remember splitting a series this year at all. Certainly not a sweep. Mandy Bell on Twitter. Mandy Bell, a Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 6:07 and 40 seconds for those scoring at home. Mandy wrote, Guardians in doubleheaders in 2024, 0-8. Guardians in doubleheaders since the start of 2023, 1-17. One win and 17. So they're not just like losing a couple,
no.
They're losing like all of them.
How
all
is that? How is that
all
a real
day,
stat?
Every day. I can't believe it. I saw that. I go, well, I'm trying to remember this year, and I don't want to undersell 0-8 this year.
Because that's bad. That is really bad. And part of that does have to be bad luck,
too. Hasn't most come at home as well?
They had one in Minnesota that I remember that they got swept
that's
a couple
right.
of weeks
okay.
ago. I believe there was yesterday. So that's four of the
but
eight.
But they've had two this month
they've
that have
had-
been.
Let's see, Saturday, April 13th, the Yankees, they lost a doubleheader at home.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was early in the season. That's also the last time that they were not in first place.
Well, they might not be in first
since
place
Sunday,
later today.
April 14th.
It might change
today. Guys, I can barely come up for air. Like, this is a scary scenario.
April 14th
scenario.
Was 4 years ago, guys.
You tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it. I hope I'm wrong. I'm willing to do whatever. They're pressing, and that's why I feel like this. They had a nine-game lead in the
division on Tuesday, June 25th, after a win in Baltimore.
Those are real good times. I miss those times.
It is panic time, and it should be panic time right now. It absolutely should be. This team looks like a shell of itself. You brought up Stephen Kwan, Ken. That guy was hitting 400 in June, and I get that he missed a few weeks because of a hamstring, but he's hitting... What's his batting average since the All-Star break? Is it above 250? It can't be. Josh Naylor looks like he's not a Major League Baseball player. Jose Ramirez is giving his best, but he's just not good. They don't have anyone right now, really, other than John Kenzie Noel, that I'm confident can just go out there and look competent.
No.
Nobody.
No.
And the fact that they haven't made...
He's the only one hitting with any confidence right now.
Right. And the fact that... And I get that... At this point in the year, your options to make changes are a little bit limited. I understand that. But the fact that they seemingly keep running out the same lineup every single night and it's not working, that is what frustrates me the most. Because, yeah, we can talk about guys underperforming, but it doesn't necessarily feel to me as if they're searching for viable alternatives here that maybe do exist. I'm not saying that the answers are in AAA, but right now I know the answers are not in Cleveland. And that's the biggest problem with me.
216-474-0092. I mean, it's you can't. Yesterday, everybody your rookie manager is starting to show his rookie manager stuff. Of course, I don't know. You're 100 games in, over 100 games into the season. I don't know if you could. I don't know if you could say.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say that he's a rookie manager anymore. I mean, it's as bad as it gets. That is awful. It's awful, and I'm trying to hold back because again, they're one game up in the division still. They're one game up, so I'm trying not to get that upset. But boy, that's as rough. That's just rough. And damn it, I'm holding on. I've been cocky. I've tried to be cocky about it. At least I've tried to. I think the fans have kind of been waiting for the other shoe to drop in a lot of senses, to the point where I thought that some fans were actually hoping that the other shoe would drop, because I think there is a sickness against the ownership at times. But then again, when you have a 9-game lead in June, you fail to supplement that. And Lyme and I went back and forth, and he made good points. There were no other big names that really ended up moving. But for fans, when they want them to go all in and they don't go all in because they cannot afford to go all in, because they cannot replenish to go all in, they can't do those things, it is a very frustrating cycle for a lot of fans that brings them to this moment, to this crescendo, where they're going to have to get upset with somebody and they're going to have to blame someone. And they ain't going to blame Jose Ramirez, because you're not going to blame that guy because there's no reason to blame him. Mm-hmm. And you're really not going to blame the bullpen, because the bullpen's a bullpen is a bullpen, and they're willing to go belly up at just about any time, like Hunter Gaddis yesterday when you were able to tie the ball game up, and then you immediately gave it back because you gave one inside and low to Bobby Witt, which he took into the bleachers.
Yep.
Which, I guess if I'm going to lose to somebody, I guess I'd rather lose to Bobby Witt than a lot of other guys in professional baseball. But that ended up being a problem for everybody involved, and rightfully so. But again, you trot out after the type of outing that you had through two innings of Eli Morgan, you try to trot him out for a third inning. It was just, I'm sorry, it was absolutely asinine.
It's a bad
you
move.
Rarely ever have him pitch for a third inning. I know you were chasing, trying to get to game two and trying to chase as few bullpen pitchers as you could possibly run out there. I get that, but you have a slim lead in this division. You needed to treat this like a postseason game that was not treated like a postseason game or a postseason series. It was a very, very, very bad decision by your rookie manager.
Well, and why did they deviate from the plan in that game one? Because weren't they supposed to have an opener and then Joey Cantillo was supposed to come in and pitch after that? But because they took a lead, they changed. They went to Eli Morgan. Getting two innings out of Eli Morgan, the fact that he got through two innings, I think he was six up, six down. Like, he was perfect through two. I was stunned that happened. Mm. I can't be mad at Eli Morgan for giving up that 3-run home run in his third inning of work. Because he should never have been out there. That's not, to me, on Stephen Vogt. That's not on Eli Morgan.
He's a competitor, and if you put him out there, if you ask him to go out there, he's going to go out there. He's going to do his job.
Right.
It's not like he's not going to go out there. But Eli Morgan, I think that people have a fleeting sense of trust with Eli Morgan to begin with. And when you put him out there for a third inning, you're really stretching that as far as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then when it backfires the way that it did, because you tune in, it's 2-0, you're feeling good. All right, you might get to steal this one, and then it goes belly up. And then again, you got the 3-3, and you're still thinking a little bit positive about it, because scoring runs has been a bit of a struggle here over the last month. You get it back to 3-3, and when Hunter Gaddis immediately gives up a home run to Bobby Witt, I think that that's when a lot of people started to vent it out. So I do have people in my mention saying that there's no drama needed. We're still one game up in the division. That is very Anthony Lima of them.
I don't understand how you can be confident in this team still, considering what they've looked like. Was this team...
Well, I don't think it's... They haven't... What do you mean by look like?
How they've played baseball over the last month and a half. Hang on. This team had the best record in baseball a month and a half ago. Were they ever actually going to be the best team in baseball? Probably not. They were at a certain point on pace to win 105 games. They were never actually that team. There was always going to be a rough patch for them, and that was fine.
Well,
but this has been so extended, and it's part of the reason why I think there was a big section of this fan base that really wanted them to be aggressive and go all in at the trade deadline because they knew something like this was coming. And if they would have added more, I'm not saying that all of this would have been prevented, but some of it could have been, and you'd feel a lot better about this team than having lost eight games in the division.
I should clarify for a second. I'm not, they're not half-assing.
No.
And I'm not mad at them. It's just going to be extremely hard not to get mad at management. And I think that management is meant to be mad at and get mad at for. And I think that every fan, if they cough this thing up, and it looks like they're probably going to cough this thing up, I think every fan has a right to be upset with management from the ownership on down.
Yeah. I am mad at...
And I didn't want to do that. I did not want to do that, Danny. I didn't want the same old when it comes to the Dolans and when it comes to baseball and all that stuff, considering what they did. But they are pressing. I'm not mad at their effort. Their effort is almost too much. It's not that they're not paying attention. I don't think that they're falling asleep out there. I don't think they're doing any of that. They are a young team that I think they're feeling the heat right now, and I'm worried about their leadership. Yes.
I am frustrated the team's not playing well, and I'm frustrated with the players for that. But I am mad at the front office that they didn't do enough. I'm mad at Stephen Vogt to an extent that this lineup seemingly doesn't change every day despite the fact that it's not producing results.
Well, but
I'm mad at him for leaving in Eli Morgan. I'm not mad at Eli Morgan for trying his best yesterday. I'm mad at Stephen Vogt for putting him in a position to fail.
I agree with the Eli Morgan thing. I think that what he's doing with the lineup is he doesn't want to do a freak out move the lineup and scare all the guys on his team. You know, he's the one who's I sit here in my tower and I comment on what's going on there. I don't need to be around these guys every day. He does, and he needs these guys to respond to him. So I actually get some of the hesitancy to not make strong lineup moves every game. But you are reaching a point to where you either A, are going to make a strong lineup move, which is bound to backfire, bound to terribly backfire, or B, you just continue to be consistent all the way to hopefully a wild card. But it's getting to a point right now where, yeah, last night when you're 0-8 in doubleheaders and you have Kansas City in town and Bobby Witt's taking your yard and Salvador Perez, I don't know if there's a catcher that's played as much of the position as him over the last 10 years. He is as fantastic as it gets. I have a mountain of respect for him. But, man, you give up a grand slam like that when you have a chance. I mean, that is a major, major blow to the psyche of the fan base.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the vibes in 13 years, when you have it is a good baseball team. But when I look overall where you have, think about this. You have a playoff football team, a playoff basketball team. You have a team that can make the playoffs in baseball. They're a good baseball team. That's part of the reason I think we're frustrated. The vibes are as low as they've been in a while.
They are.
The general fan. I cannot bring this up enough, and I think I have to bring it up again. Guys, the vibes are not good with the fan base.
But are the fans wrong for not having great vibes right now? I don't think so. And back to the lineup thing, Josh Naylor's like 2 for his last 32. And I understand he had a couple of hits yesterday. Those were the two hits, basically, of the last 32. And he's routinely hitting fourth in this lineup behind Jose Ramirez. That's where the big issue is. It's that this guy looks like he's not a Major League Baseball player right now. He's hitting, for the last month, he's hitting under 200. And that's what you're hoping for the best there. And it's just routinely hurting this team. And they won't move off from it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.